Well, good afternoon slash evening. welcome, and I'm really pleased to be with you. Sarah and I are actually doing one combined presentation together. We'll be talking about the same project in Wisconsin. I'll be setting the stage by talking about how this project came to be and some assessment work we did about the state of community health assessment and improvement planning in Wisconsin. And then I will turn it over to Sarah, who will take you in, drill down into a number of the tools and resources that we've developed as a result of this project. I have no financial relationships to disclose. I am very blessed to work with an incredible team in our state, Sarah and our colleague Julie Ladke. This work was funded by the Wisconsin Partnership Program, which is a Blue Cross Blue Shield conversion fund in Wisconsin that supports improving the health of the public in our state. And many other partners, including, I must say, the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, where I spend the majority of my time. So a few years ago, we got talking about the state of the community health improvement planning process in our state of Wisconsin. For those of you who may not be familiar with Wisconsin, we have had a statutory mandate to conduct community health assessment and improvement planning since the early 90s. It originally focused primarily on community health assessment, and later administrative rules were modified to also include conducting a community health improvement plan. There's no specific periodicity for that, although by practice it has been assumed to be a process that should be conducted every 5 years. That has been further codified now by the FAB standards, using 5 years as the periodicity. So we have a long history of this in our state, but almost no standards. The statute is written very vaguely. There is no common practice, common requirements. I used to say, as a health officer, I could look out my window, come to conclusions about what the health needs of the community were, write up the report, and it would basically meet the standard of the law. Now, thankfully, most people don't do it that way. But we knew we were in a really changing environment. Healthy People 2020 clearly is calling us all to think about the multiple determinants of health. We know we have the new Affordable Care Act, and while we're all thinking about exchanges right now, one of the key elements in this act that affects community health improvement planning is the requirement for not-for-profit hospitals to conduct community health needs assessments. So we had, I won't call them new partners, because hospitals had been involved in our community health processes for a long time, but they had a new interest in this because of their own mandate. We had many of our healthcare partners very interested in the triple aim and really wanting to explore that corner of the triple aim called population health, and so we're looking more and more to their public health partners to help them understand that. And of course, as public health practitioners, we had the launch of FAB in September 2011, which brought along with it new standards and new requirements. And Wisconsin health departments are one of the groups in the nation that are on the leading edge of that. We currently have 3 accredited health departments, up there with Kentucky and behind Oklahoma in terms of total number of accredited sites. Our state health plan also very much stood on a determinants of health model, very much modeled after our work at the University of Wisconsin on the county health rankings. And we knew there were other community partners in this space. Our federally qualified health centers, led by our Wisconsin Primary Healthcare Association, had mandates around conducting community health needs assessments. Local United Ways were very interested in assessing the needs. Our foundation of our medical society, our CAP services, our UW Extension were often involved in this work. So there's lots going on. And in many communities, there were multiple community health assessments going on. And so what we really wanted to assess was this: is there a way that we could integrate and maximize these efforts? Because honestly, there's no reason for us to duplicate these resources in a world of limited resources over and over again. So we conducted an environmental scan is the first stage in this work to see what was already happening, what do people need, and where should we head in terms of developing tools and guidance and resources to strengthen this project. So our colleague Julie Ladke did extensive work looking at all of the best practices. You can see the kinds of things she looked at, the MAP process, the community toolbox that's been developed by the University of Kansas, Healthy People, County Health Rankings and Roadmaps. And what she heard from people as she talked about these resources is that they were really great, but it was sometimes really hard to see the forest from the trees, and people really needed an opportunity to have it streamlined so that it would be put into a fashion that they could use it easily. We did a survey of our local health departments to see what was already happening and to see what kind of models and processes they were using in their community. And you can see that 62% of the respondents of that survey were using our state health plan, that's Healthiest Wisconsin 2020, as their organizing framework around how they conducted their community health needs assessment, followed by a little over a third using the county health rankings model, and about a quarter using MAP. Many of them used multiple of these models. We asked them about collaboration, about those multiple community health assessments. Just let me clarify. You see I have CHIP with a double P there, CHIP practices in Wisconsin. CHIP stands for Community Health Improvement Plans and Processes, and it's a term, we call it CHIPPY, that is intended to include both the community health assessment and the community health improvement plan. Our model really is that these are not two separate processes, that they're part of an ongoing cycle where you assess, prioritize, plan, and choose effective policies, implement them, evaluate them, and it's a continuous cycle. In fact, I hope someday we don't do community health assessments, that it just becomes part of our continuous evaluation of our improvement planning cycle. But I failed to mention that earlier. Anyway, we asked them, you know, do you have more than one CHIP process in your community, or are there multiple processes going on? And you can see in about half of the communities in the respondents, they did have an integrated process going on between those different entities that were in that space. And then about a quarter had some collaboration on some parts of it. 8% indicated there were at least two or more separate and distinct processes in their communities. We asked about who is leading those processes. Now, remember, this is a survey of local health department directors, so it's not surprising that within that survey, 80% felt that the health department was taking the lead. But you can see a sprinkling of other places where the health department was doing it in co-leadership with others. And in a few places in Wisconsin, the United Way has really become the leader, the backbone, the community convener around this. We asked them about who assists them. Where are they getting consultation services for this? The great majority two-thirds indicated that they were receiving some kind of consultation services from their regional office of the State Department of Public Health. And we have five regional offices throughout the state. Close behind was that they received consultation and support from other local health departments, which I think speaks to the highly collaborated, or other local partners, excuse me, the highly collaborative nature of this, where they're maximizing. And when we asked them about those partners, it could be anywhere from United Way to hospitals. You'll see UW Extension was actually pulled out, and a third of the communities were using their local extension agent, and there is a local extension agent in every single county in Wisconsin. And then their fellow health department peers, and 19% used paid consultants. But as you can see, most of this work is not done under the auspices of a paid consultant. As part of the work, we have also looked at the 92 community health assessments in Wisconsin to see where the highest priorities are. And this list probably doesn't look that different than what you might think would be the list of top priorities in your state. physical activity and nutrition or some combination of efforts to focus the obesity epidemic. Alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is perhaps a more major issue in our state since we reign as the number one binge drinkers in the nation year after year, only rivaled by North Dakota and Alaska on occasion is doing better than us, or in other words, worse than us in those categories. So it's a real critical issue in our state. And then access to care, and particularly issues around mental health, access to mental health, high suicide rates in many communities. We held focus groups throughout the state with local health department directors, and these were the kinds of capacity issues that they were describing for us. So local capacity challenges in terms of time, funding, technical assistance. Data is a huge issue, both gathering it, analyzing it, and having sufficient data at the local level, and particularly issue for our municipal health department since more data is available at the county level. And then a real sense that they get stuck in the assessment part of the cycle and burn out their communities who aren't, by the time they're done going through the assessment and prioritization, people have fatigue and are not ready to move into the implementation phase. And then finally, real concern that this remains a very health department-driven process, and concern about how they can reframe it so it's more partnership-oriented, both in owning the process and owning the strategies to affect the priorities. So these were the kinds of things that they said they'd like us to be helpful in providing. Overall guidance on the process, more tools, more standardization, a model of practice, a core data set. How do we know when enough data, you know, what's the minimum level of how much data we should look at? Help with action planning. How do they make that turn from assessment into action? And a real recognition that most of these processes were heavily driven by grass top leaders, and how could they engage the community more? We did a survey, asked them, as part of the survey, asked them specifically what they were looking for, and you can see they basically all wanted everything. So Sarah will tell you what we delivered on. The other thing I wanted to emphasize is we also talked with our other partners. They did not want a survey, but we did key informant interviews with some of our key partners. This whole project was led not just by public health people. We had representatives from our Wisconsin Hospital Association who were part of our steering committee. We also had representatives from the United Way and on a broader steering committee, our counties association, our primary care association, basically everybody you saw in that slide I showed earlier. And so hospitals were a little bit different in terms of wanting guidance and assistance with the new regulations. They were eager to form new partnerships. United Ways really wanted to think about a community of practice and how they could network, and they wanted regional coordination. And our Division of Public Health offices wanted, they were also interested in a more consistent approach, models, and tools. Now, you might say, why didn't the Division of Public Health do that? We are a very locally driven state, very strong home rule, and so people don't like the state Division of Public Health telling them what to do. So it's always a very collaborative model building when we do this work. So the last thing I'm going to talk about in my last minute and a half is how we talked about what is health, because one of the things we realized, especially as we sat down with hospital partners and community partners like United Way leaders, is that it was very important to talk about what is health. So we used the county health rankings model as a starting point of discussion. We decided we wanted to create one model for health for this whole project. So there was a lot of discussion about, will this just work on its own? And many of our partners said no, because we really feel it's important to incorporate our state health plan into the county health rankings model, because we are accountable for helping drive action on that statewide plan. So what we did was create what we call the Wisconsin Way. This is basically the county health rankings model. But you'll see a couple of things that are different here. One is, you can't see it very well on this slide, but there are places that are asterisked, and so we've added specific categories to the model that are from the state health plan but are not specifically articulated within the county health rankings, but they clearly fit within those broad categories. Second thing we added was acknowledging overtly that it is also about disparities within your community, so that you can't just look at data at a county level as a whole and not be attentive to the fact that even within a county or a city, any local public health jurisdiction, there may be distinctions, differences within populations, and we must be attentive to that. And if you look closely, you'll notice some other changes. For example, clinical care was retitled healthcare and public health, and so we included not only issues of access and quality to healthcare, but also key public health strategies.